to meet you.
It's a pleasure meeting you, Mrs. Herring. This is a wonderful party.
Why don't you give us a few moments?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Bobby, you could ask someone for a Bombay martini up very dry.
Actually, I'm the congressman's administrative assistant.
Isn't that wonderful for you?
Yes.
Two olives, please. Tell them it's for me, they'll know.
Charlie Wilson's War is a new film directed by Mike Nichols from a script by Aaron Sorkin, adapted from an intriguing bestseller, a true story by the late George Crile. It stars Tom Hanks as Charlie Wilson, a Texas congressman who gets involved in the war against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. His unlikely allies in this cause are a Texas socialite, played with great blonde glamour by Julia Roberts.
Why is Congress saying one thing and doing nothing?
Well, tradition mostly.
And a kind of hangdog, angry, marginal CIA operative, played wonderfully by Philip Seymour Hoffman, who is just all over the place this year and has not given a bad performance in a very long time, if ever.
Not a guy like you getting to the agency.
What, you mean a street guy?
You ain't James Bond.
You ain't Thomas Jefferson, so it's called even.
Now, this movie is a lot of fun. There have been a lot of movies coming out recently about the war in Iraq, the war on terrorism, the Middle East, and they all take a very somber, grim view of the world, which is perfectly understandable. The brilliance of Charlie Wilson's War is that it understands, I think thanks to Mike Nichols and Aaron Sorkin's insights and ways of thinking about the world, that politics, and this is a political movie, a movie about politics, politics is really a comic, kind of ridiculous undertaking, even when the stakes are very, very serious, as they are here.
What happens now?
You come with us to Cairo.
This meeting is going to be unprofessional.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be talking to the deputy defense minister while his boss gets a belly dancer in front of Charlie's.
So what we have is a lot of contradictory and wonderfully absurd figures working together in a very noble cause. We have Charlie Wilson, a liberal Democrat, a staunch anti-communist, but mostly just a playboy and a womanizer and a drinker and a good-time guy. One of his lovers happens to be Joanne Herring, and together they somehow get mixed up in all of this intrigue that ends up contributing a great deal to the collapse of the Soviet Union. And in its way, this movie is really a celebration of the American spirit. It's not just that we're the good guys better than anyone else in the world, but it may be that our great advantage in fighting communism and now perhaps in fighting terrorism is that we know how to have a good time.
If this were a real war, Congress would authorize $24 million for covert operations the way you did in Nicaragua. If this were a real war.